This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why something so natural, sleeping, can be so complicated. The pros and cons of co-sleeping, sharing a bed with your young children.
But first, today, President Barack Obama announced plans to expand and refocus the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives established by President George W. Bush. Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, the president said the common ground of his faith-based office will be that all religions teach people to care for one another.
In a world that grows smaller by the day, perhaps we can begin to crowd out the destructive forces of excessive zealotry and make room for the healing power of understanding. This is my hope. This is my prayer.
For more, we're joined now by NPR's religion correspondent, Barbara Bradley Haggerty. And Barbara, today's speech was the first time Barack Obama has given any details about his new faith-based office since being elected. How does his vision differ from President Bush's office?
Well, you're right. He did give a few details, not very many, though, Alex. First, it's basically going to be the same structure as the old faith-based office, with the faith-based offices in various departments like the Health and Human Services Department or the Department of Justice. So that's the same. But he's created a new council that will advise the office. It's going to be 25 people who have a lot of grassroots experience. And so they're going to offer advice on how to tackle issues like poverty. So it's far more than a faith based office. It's far more than a faith-based initiative. It's a kind of social policy initiative.
There's been some controversy here over the question of whether religious groups receiving federal money for social services would be able to discriminate in their hiring practices. You've been covering this topic. Did he talk about that at all today?
No, he didn't. I mean, this is really the third rail for them. This plagued the Bush administration's faith-based office for 8 years. Basically, Mr. Bush said that religious groups should be able to hire people who believe the same things that they do and fire people if they don't believe the same things they do because their beliefs shape everything they do. Now, that really infuriated a lot of people who said that if you take government money, you just can't discriminate along those lines. So far, there have been kind of mixed signals by the Obama folks. Last summer, Mr. Obama said he would change the policy to bar hiring, you know, this kind of hiring discrimination. But now, after talking to faith-based groups like World Vision, the White House appears to be having second thoughts about that. So it's really mixed.
One thing we are fairly certain of, that's that President Obama will name Joshua Dubois, a 26-year-old Pentecostal pastor, to lead this office. Last year, Mr. Dubois appeared on this show. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about the separation of church and state.
On the one hand, too many times progressives have failed to acknowledge the role of religion in American life. But on the other side of things, many of our Republican friends, we think, have gone too far in some instances.
Barbara, what else can you tell us about Josh Dubois?
He's really, really young.
26.
He's 26 years old. He's the son of a Pentecostal preacher, and he's apparently quite good preacher himself. He went to Boston University when he was 16 years old, and I've been talking to some of his friends. He quickly got attention on campus. You remember when Amadou Diallo was shot by the New York police officers 41 times?
Yes.
Well, Joshua drew up a sign that said, "No more," and then went in the middle of BU campus and held a 41-hour vigil for the 41 shots. And this is kind of a preview of his style. He's really, really religious, but he believes that religion should be lived out in action by helping the poor and striving for social justice, things like that. In that, he sounds a lot like Mr. Obama. He joined Barack Obama when he was still a senator, and Joshua Dubois has been with Mr. Obama ever since.
And finally, Barbara, besides Josh Dubois, who else will be staffing this new faith-based initiatives office?
Well, we know a few names on the council, though not all of them. On the conservative side, they have people like Frank Page, who's the former head of the Southern Baptist Convention. He's also got some liberal evangelicals, Jim Wallace of Sojourners, and also a man named Joel Hunter, who has a megachurch in Orlando. And he's trying to reach out to other religions. Rabbi David Saperstein, who's a Reformed Jew, will be on it. So what he's really trying to do is be diverse and inclusive. You know, there is one question I have, though, that's been raised, is can these groups who are on the council, represented by the on the council, receive government contracts if their leaders are advising Joshua Dubois? Would that look like favoritism if they receive contracts? And I think these are the kinds of things that they're going to have to work out over, you know, sometime down the road.
Barbara Bradley Haggerty is NPR's religion correspondent. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
More coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.